Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, let me get this straight. We have all this bugaboo about the tush push, and we could push players into the end zone, but we can't pull them into the end. I just want to make this clear. The whole thing is stupid.
It's ridiculous.
I'm glad they didn't call it. Let me just say that.
I'm with you. Shanahan called a timeout right before that first and goal run. They were going back and forth on timeouts. Atlanta called a timeout. Then the Niners called a timeout. And they came out with one of their best plays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
To me, it's Christian McCaffrey's going to be the headliner. There's no doubt about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Going to be the headliner. He's on the billboard. No doubt about it. But you know what's inside the circus tent? Coaching and culture.
Mm.
Coaching and culture. Shanahan adjusting. All right, we're going to get away from the zone read stuff. We're going to run the ball right up the gut. They know what I want to do. Like, Atlanta has great familiarity. Obviously, Raheem Morris being on the staff of the LA Rams, he knows that they want to run that zone, you know, blocking scheme to the outside. And they kind of switched things up in the middle of the game after a first drive that, quite frankly, was pitiful. Yeah. I mean, how many first drives did the Niners not even get a first down? Very rare.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking, oh, great, they're going to drop back and throw 60 times again in this game. And no. I thought Shanahan adjusted in the middle of this game. He adjusted to losing Jake Brendel. He adjusted to, you know, throwing an interception early in that game with a medicine ball. I mean, let's call it what it was. That was a medicine ball over the middle to Juwan Jennings, who's already compromised. He alligator armed it. And I don't blame him for that with 5 broken ribs. God knows if those are real or not. And, you know, it's an interception going the other way. But they stuck to it. And to me, there were multiple drives where defensively they bend and didn't break. And then offensively, they just took the air out of the ball. This felt like a Harbaugh-like win from 15 years ago, where you had an 11-play, 6-minute, 66-yard drive to end the game that culminated in a red zone rushing touchdown. Haven't said that too many times this year. And then I think about what they're doing on the defensive side of the ball. You reference no Warner. You reference no Bosa. Chase Lucas, yeah. 4 years in the league, has barely played. This guy's talking about, I'm studying every single week, safety, corner, and nickel corner, because I'm ready for my opportunity. Chase Lucas, who, if you watch the preseason, looked unreal. Not good. Unreal. Upton Stout was the draft pick. Now, Upton Stout misses this game. Injured, ankle, something's going on there. Chase Lucas looked better than him. There's no other way around it. And on the game's pivotal play on 4th-and-1, they're not going to Bijan Robinson. They're going to Drake London, and he runs through the option route and just reads it all the way. And he says in the postgame cut, yeah, I knew that was coming because they did a tendencies cut-up, Robert Saleh did. I'm talking about all the tendencies of Drake London in this offense. When he's in the slot and it's a big time down, he's going to run an option route. Boy, did it look like Chase Lucas was prepared for the moment.
Absolutely. Well, and Drake London still should have caught it because it went through both,
right, through
their hands.
And then I look at, like, Sam Okwuonu. Who?
I love Sam.
Okay, Bryce Huff, undrafted free agent. Who found him? Robert Saleh.
Yeah.
Got him paid by the Eagles. We all think that Vic Fangio knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Vic Fangio had no spot for him on the team. They gave him away to the Niners for nothing. They're paying half his salary. And Robert Saleh has him looking like the best edge rusher, not named Nick Bosa, since Alden Smith.
Wow. That's a sentence. D Ford?
I think he looks better than D Ford.
Wow.
And I say that with D Ford praise.
Yeah.
He did this without Nick Bosa. He looked unstoppable, bending around the edge. He was in Penix's back hip time and time again. Alfred Collins making plays. Mykel Williams, though not an edge rusher, was good in this game as like a eat-up double teams type of a guy. Tatum Bethune,
oh,
filling in, seventh-round draft pick, second-year player. He's essentially a rookie, completely green. Yeah, I mean, he comes out of this game. Curtis Robinson goes in there for a short period of time. Bethune comes back onto the field. He looked amazing. D. Winters, you know, look, I think he's been up and down this year. He's a first-year starter. They're doing this with safeties that no one would start. Malik Mustafa,
who absolutely destroyed Algier last night.
Exactly. Oh, sorry, I know, God, I'm going on here.
Good.
But, like, I am so blown away by what Robert Saleh did on defense. Let me read some of these names. Sam Okwuonu. How about Jake Elliott? Anyone even know who he is?
I think he's a producer for NBC Sports.
He's also making plays as a D-tackle for the San Francisco 49ers in the Lord's year of 2025.
I think it's Jordan Elliott.
How about Darrell Luter Jr. going in for Renardo Green, who was getting, quite frankly, picked on? All right? This Niner team, on both sides of the ball, looks so well coached, and I think it's a testament to not only Saleh and Kyle Shanahan, but the culture that they have built over a 9-year period in Santa Clara. Kyle Shanahan, look, he drives me nuts with the 3rd-and-1 handoff to Kyle Juszczyk. I mean, it's just, it doesn't work. Those plays drive me nuts.
I feel like he does it just to piss off the fan base sometimes. It almost feels like that, just to let you know that I'm still here.
But Joe, one thing I cannot say enough about Kyle Shanahan. He builds a culture of guys who play their ass off and are ready to contribute when their number is called. How many guys in the history of the Niners coach, their entire history of coaches, would have this team 5-2? They have won 4 games with their backup quarterback. They have won how many games with a Kendrick Bourne play, a Jake Tonjes play, a Darrell Luter Jr. play, a Chase Lucas play. This team, what a fun year. I don't know if this team's going to win anything of significance, but this is as fun and as random of a season I can remember in a long, long time.
And we're going to be talking about it all day long, all week long. 888-957-9570 is the number. You can also hit us up on YouTube, where we are streaming on Twitch as well. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Finance from the dealer.
How about Eddie Pinheiro? How about
Eddie Money?
Like, honestly, let's talk about Eddie Pinheiro for just a second.
I told you.
17 of 17. He hasn't just been good. He's been one of the best Niner kickers I've ever seen in my life.
And he's getting the bank shot in there, too. Did you see that? Went off the post and still went in.
Joe.
So he's even getting those.
And he's got, like, celebrations like he's Steph Curry after he hits a long-range 3.
Hey, I like my kickers and swagger. I know a lot of people feel some type of way about that. Kicker just go to the side. It's got to have some moxie, right? Come on.
Eddie Pinheiro looks amazing. Does he not?
Does.
Amazing. And it's changed the field for them. There was a play late in the first half. I thought it was a huge sequence for the Niners. Max getting sacked. And he's like pushing the ball forward. And they're like, hey, is it going to be a fumble? Or is this going to be off the defender? And then Connor Colby, the rookie, the guard, ends up catching it and like fighting for 3 or 4 yards. I don't think if they call that a fumble and he's not allowed to advance the ball forward, I'm not sure you kick that field goal.
Mm.
And instead you do kick the field goal. You get 3 points. Then they march down Atlanta and they're about to set up for a field goal with 17 seconds to go. Bryce Huff forces Michael Penix to throw the ball away. He gets intentional grounding as the ball lands right with 10 seconds, yep, and they don't get a field goal attempt. Little tiny details help the Niners win this game.
And we're going to hear from all the people about it today. 888-957-9570. 20-10 the final. Sunday Night Football. The Niners are 5-2 on the season. Somehow, some way, this has been... I know he's coached teams to 2 Super Bowls, so this might sound insane when I say... I feel like this is the best coaching job I've ever seen from Kyle Shanahan. Just given the circumstances, it's up there. It's got to be in the top 3 seasons that I've seen. What, Joe, not the players that they've lost are Hall of Famers. You don't replace these guys. And somehow, some way, I got Chris Collinsworth on the broadcast waxing poetically about Daryl Luter, the guy who was the scapegoat in the Super Bowl because it bounced off his foot and the Chiefs jumped on top of it after that punt. Like, Chase Lucas? Who? Matt Hennessy?
Tatum
Bethune. Is he doing an ad with LeBron James? Who is that guy?
How about Tatum Bethune?
Tatum, 10 tackles?
He looked amazing.
I hate the number 48 on linebacker, but he looks great.
Well, that was Fred's rookie number.
I know, I hate 40s. I can't do it.
I hear you, but like...
Well, not those kind of 40s, but yes.
Yeah. Shout out Mickey's.
Thank you.
You know, like, honestly, Tatum Bethune looked incredible. He didn't look like a guy making his first start, did he?
No. Then he came out. Well, I got concerned early because he came out and they were talking about the broadcast. Like, he looked like he was drenched in sweat. They're talking about pouring cold water on his neck. I was like, oh my God, is he like dehydrated or like, is he sick? And they had Curtis Robinson wearing the helmet for a little bit. Then he comes back and he just completely takes over the game. And Chris Collinsworth, even on the broadcast last night for NBC Sports. And by the way, Mike Tirico's still on the top of his game.
He's the GOAT.
He's so good.
Did you see what he's teasing for this week?
Oh, the Michael Jordan, the one-on-one sit-down, of course. I was hoping it'd be like an actual like weekly taping with him, not like they taped all this at the start of the season.
No, Jordan.
No, it's got to be all about Jordan, right?
I mean,
it's
going to
be a game with Steph and LeBron, and here's Michael Jordan at halftime. Well, actually, I'm the greatest of all time. Let me tell you why.
Why did you pick him?
But by the way, we do have Lakers-Warriors tomorrow. This week's going to be absolutely insane here on 95.7 The Game. We will get to the Warriors. There's plenty of time for them all week. But today is all about the 49ers being 5-2. And Chris Collinsworth on the broadcast saying last night, you know, this guy Tatum Bethune, this guy D. Winters, you know, it's kind of reminiscent of Fred Warner, Trey Greenlaw.
Come on.
What?
One game in.
But I was kind of feeling him during the game, right? The way he was attacking those holes and attacking Bijan Robinson. That is not an easy assignment. One-on-one, you're closing down in the hole right there. You got Bijan Robinson staring in the face. He is the best running back in football.
Oh, he's...
He is. Yesterday, he's the best running back on the field with Christian McCaffrey, but all season it's been Bijan Robinson.
I thought the defense bottled him up, though.
They did. And he still got me 20 fantasy points, which just speaks to him.
Because he's ridiculous.
He's ridiculous.
But getting back to CMC, the headliner here, I doubted if he still had the same burst. I doubted if he still had the same vision. I doubted if he could still be able to dance and just the feet be able to be as lightning quick as they've been. The power, the ability after contact to spin out and get more yards, to finish runs with authority. He did all of those things, and he did it between the tackles. He did it on the edges. He wasn't just good. He was outstanding, and I owe CMC a huge apology. Now, you know, you want to say, hey, Joe, it's only one game. I don't care. That was a monster game. This team is now 5-2. You can go 4-4 the rest of the way, and I think you could sneak into the playoffs. Like, that's how big this win was.
I love how you said that. I apologizing for doubting you, Christian McCaffrey.
I did. I was wrong.
Niner fans, are we still doubting this team right now? 5-2? Are you doubting this? What this squad can do right now? They somehow, some way, with a backup quarterback, with backups everywhere, guys you've never even heard of, offensive linemen, the secondary, linebacking core. You got Bryce Huff making plays, Sam Okwuanu. You still doubting this squad?
And I'll go a step further. Not only am I not doubting them anymore, I'm telling myself I can't doubt them anymore. I think they have to add to what they've got going. Every year is its own individual bubble, and I know that you don't want to like risk the entire future and all that. I'll get into it in depth, but Joe, you owe it to the guys that are busting their hump on this team to find some additions that can help you make a push. Even if you don't think you can win the Super Bowl, I want to get these young guys an opportunity at a playoff game. I want a playoff game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.